I honestly can't believe 2.2 million people are following me on here. So it's about time I do get to know me video whilst I do my makeup. And my kids are home, so it's a bit noisy. It's half time. Yeah, you guys get it. So my name is Fatima. I am 31 years old. I'm going to be 32 in September. So yes, I'm a Virgo queen. And I'm a mom of three. I'm also a wife. Oh my goodness, you guys know already how I feel about my kids. My kids, they're so smart, they're so clever, they're so polite. I can go on and on about my girls, okay? And I feel so blessed to have my kids. I was born and raised in Sierra Leone. Yes. Yeah, so me na Salon Titi, I'm proud. Asabi talk the Creole, fine one. I was actually in Sierra Leone for 15 years before I came to the UK. So yeah. The creation Nami Mots. I have 5 siblings and I am the oldest. I got 4 little sisters and 1 little brother. So my daughter Jamea, who is my second child, she is 4 years old. And my little brother. So Jamea is older than our uncle. That's my dad's fault, okay? I work for the NHS and I am training to become a breast specialist. I work part-time due to childcare because you guys know living in the UK, childcare is just so expensive. So my husband works full-time and he's a firefighter. So the days that he's not working, those are the days that I work, because he does 4 days in. So I work 3 days a week out of those 4 days when he's off. And I have been creating content for about 3 years now, and I love it. So one of my sisters is the reason why I'm actually on TikTok. She convinced me to, you know, open a TikTok page. She said to me, you always do fun things with your girls, you take them out, you do some cooking with them, why don't you start videoing and post it on TikTok? And I did. So I make cooking videos, hair videos, days in my life, and sometimes I come on here to rant, you know, because I'm human, okay? And lately, since I'm on my maternity leave, I've been learning how to do my makeup, and I feel like every time I do it, I'm getting better at it. So I'm so proud of myself. This is still, you know, my learning process, but I'll get there one day. My favorite thing to do with my girls is cooking. Honestly, it reminds me so much when I used to cook in Sierra Leone with my grandparents, well, my nan especially, because my grandparents raised me when I was in Sierra Leone. So anytime I cook with my girls, it just takes me back there cooking with my nan in the kitchen. So my mom left me when I was in Sierra Leone, when I was 3 months old, to come to the UK for a better life. And then my grandparents raised me all the way until I was 15 years old. May their soul rest in peace. I love them so much and miss them so, so much. And I'm very, very sad. I'm gonna try not to cry. Every time I speak about them, I always get really sad. And I'm very, very sad that they didn't get to meet my kids. Well, my granddad didn't get to meet any of my kids, unfortunately. But my nan met Nyla when Nyla was 11 months old, because I went to Sierra Leone. But yeah, so it makes me very sad that my kids can't enjoy the love that I got from my grandparents, because they would have loved them, you know. But yeah, I miss them so much. If you know me, you know my grandparents mean the world to me. And yeah, I wish they were here. Sorry. Okay, I'm gonna just change the topic about my grandparents, because if not, I'm going to be sitting down here crying, and I can't be crying when I'm doing my makeup. So the other day, someone asked me, how do I cope with negative comments? I said to them, I cope very well. I sleep good at night. It doesn't get to me. The reason why, it's because I literally grew up in Sierra Leone. I was born in the Civil War. I survived the Civil War in Sierra Leone. Maybe one day I'll tell my story on here. Do you think I'm gonna let someone who's at home in their keyboard, you know, saying things in my comment section get to me? No, it doesn't. Because I've been through worse than that. So yeah, you just block them and the comments get deleted, okay? And you don't have to have them seeing your video again on their timeline. And they won't comment on your video again. So yeah, that's how you deal with them. Just block them. It's easy. So my life in Sierra Leone was amazing. My grandparents didn't have much back then, but they make sure I have everything I've ever wanted when I was growing up. So they really, you know, looked after me very, very well. And when I came to the UK, because my mum got me to the UK, I didn't like the UK at first, you know, because it was cold, okay? And I still feel cold, okay? I'm always cold. I got bullied in secondary school when I came to the UK, and because of that, I did not like secondary school. I got bullied because I was too skinny. I got bullied because of my accent. And this is the same accent that brands are now paying me to create content with. So where are the bullies now? Where? I don't see them. Then I went to college, and I loved college because I made literally a long time friend. She's literally my sister now. You guys may have seen her on here, and if you haven't, then are you actually really following me? So the girl that I met in college, her name is Biola, and we've been friends for over a decade now, and I love her so much. Yeah, and she introduced me to another girl, which is Gloria, and she also has been my friend for over a decade as well, and I love them both so, so much. They're my only two friends, okay? Two friends. That's all I need in this life. Two friends, and I'm good. I got like a darker lip liner, almost black. I don't know. I'm not sure about these lips, but I'm just gonna leave it. Yeah.
I like your makeup.
Oh, thank you.
I like your makeup too.
Thank you. So this is the end look.
Your lips look beautiful, like you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, Nyla likes it, so I'm going to keep it.
Where should you crack her eyes?
I'm going to show you.
So this is my makeup all done, and I've got my wig on. I actually got this wig from the TikTok shop. I love it. It's Body Wave. And this is the end of the video. I just want to say thank you so much for supporting me, and thank you for watching this video also. Bye.